when His Holiness came back, he says, I met all the people to the Cardinal's house. We met all the people, but I have not met the representative of the Jewish people. Then they rang up His Highness' office, where Sinovich was there. You see, they told him, he says, the Pope wants to meet the Jewish people. He immediately rang me up, and we went. At 4:30 he wanted to meet us. At 4 o'clock we went there. You see, when he says, you are called at 4:30, I said, you will come at 4:30. I said, we will wait till 10 o'clock in the night, because we want to meet His Holiness. When at 4:30 he came down, blessing us, we were three, Mr. Menashe, who is now in London, Albert Menashe, then Sinovich and myself. But I had my cap on my head, you see, which is Benibrith cap with menorah on it, you see. And just as Pope has his cap, he comes with his cap. Then we shook hands, we met. When I was shaking hands with him, I said, Your Holiness, the Jews of the world, more so we, the Jews of India, are very happy that you are the first Pope to have visited the Holy Land. You see, Israel. And now here you are on a mission of peace. And you have come to the land of the father of peace, Mahatma Gandhi. And I hope and pray you succeed in establishing world peace. So he says, Shalom, Shalom, Shalom. That was all. And then he gave us this medal. He gave us this medal. Here in this area, they came to know that I had met the Pope and he gave me a medal. And they came to see the medal. And when they were met, they were... Then one Christian gentleman asked me, did you kiss the ring on the Pope's finger? I said, His Holiness knew that he was shaking hands with the Jew. And he didn't give me the hand with the ring up. You see, he gave me the hand like this. And I shook hands with him. I said, if he had put up his ring up like this, I would have put up my hand with my ring up and I would have said, Your Holiness, I come first. You see? So they all laugh. Sometimes we make humor like this. Yes? Now anything would you like to know further? Zakir Hussain in Delhi. You see? When I met Zakir Hussain, Zalman Shazar.
Yeah.
I told him, I said, Your Excellency, we are very grateful to you for what you have done for Indian Jews. God brings the right man at the right time, where I said there was discrimination against the Indian Jews here. You became the president and set the matter right. And we are very happy, and may God bless you and give you a long life. You see. Then he told me, after that he invited me two or three times, because when I went there, I went for the Congress. And at the Congress I made a speech. And that perhaps the president heard, and he called me to his house for Shabbat. You see, and then he called me two, three times after that when I offered him thanks. You see, and I said, I hope and pray, you see, such things do not arise again. Same. just you see, this is it is this is sweet bread made.
You can't go like that without having
this. Oh, I can, you know, I am. Alright.
This is sweet bread.
Would you please tell me, Mr. Samuel, what you do?
I am a realtor.
And what does it mean to be a realtor?
A realtor, we buy and we sell land. We take land, we develop, build roads, I mean, say, put in water, electricity, drainage, and then
Madam,
sell small plots.
Do you also see to the building of house?
No, I just sell the land. I develop the land and I sell it.
Yes. Uh-huh. And how long have you been in India?
15 years. In India, I've been for all my life. I've been born, yes, bred and buttered in India.
And you went to school here?
Yes, school, college. Uh-huh. I'm a solicitor by profession. I'm an attorney.
Well, that makes it much easier. So you have been 15 years in the profession, and before that, what did you do?
But I did my solicitor. Instead of becoming a good solicitor, I became a bad businessman, as you would say.
Oh, wow. Yes, carom. Playing carom. So please do it.
Yeah, go on.
The sound. Thank you. 12,500 flats, part of them for the government.
You go also, then you can drive the small car. Hello. How is the position with the roads and the gardens and the electrics as well as the drainage? What has happened about the Hutpin dwellers? All the Hutpin dwellers are supposed to have been removed by now, and I'm really surprised that nothing has been done about it so far. I hope that you will take immediate action and take the Mamladar's men and see that whoever the trespassers have been removed, so that we can start our construction within the next few days. The government has given us an order that we are supposed to start by the 1st of January, but so far it is very embarrassing for me to give a reply to the government telling them that I am postponing the starting of the construction every few days.